You're listening to Wholesaling Inc. episode number 38.
It seems like on those deals when you really just want to do someone a good justice is when everything kind of just works out for you and you get a chance to walk out with a little check yourself, you know?
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Bam! Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. Investor Grit presents Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling with your hosts, Tom Kroll and Cody Hoffhein.
Welcome to another podcast episode with Wholesaling Inc., powered by Investor Grit. This is Cody Hoffhein, and I am excited to be here today. We've got an awesome rock star, a rhino at heart that just crushes through wholesaling, and we're going to bring him on to deep dive some deals that he's been doing lately and some of the tactics that are helping him find deals. And what's unique about what this gentleman does is he thinks outside the box. He finds new ways to get his deals, and he's going to kind of deep dive how he does that. So, Rhino Nation, get a pen and a pad of paper out and get ready to jot down some gold nuggets, because our investor today is going to blow your mind. So let's bring on Daryl Patterson. Daryl, how in the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Everything is good. It's been a good day. Okay. Been a busy week so far. Good. Tons of calls, but you know, it's a beautiful thing.
This is all good. So Daryl, you're from Atlanta, Georgia, but you also, what's unique about you is you wholesale in Atlanta, you wholesale in Pennsylvania, and you wholesale specifically in Baltimore, and you kind of just do it all over, and you're finding success in all markets.
I am. I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh. The market wasn't that thriving about 5 years ago, so I moved down here to Atlanta. I tried a bunch of different markets, and Atlanta just came together for me here in Atlanta, you know? So I stuck with it, ended up moving down here, and then once I got down here, market in Pittsburgh just completely blew up, so... I was kind of like confused. I'm like, well, I left Pittsburgh to get better opportunity in Atlanta. Now I'm in Atlanta, and there's great opportunity here, but there's even more opportunity back home.
Wow.
So,
well, that's smart. So you've got both markets going, and it seems like you've got a good control of both markets. And
absolutely.
To kind of give background for our listeners, he's been wholesaling since 2012, and then he decided to become a tribe member in... Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it July of 2015, right?
Yep.
That's July of 2015. And that's when my man, Daryl, took off like crazy and took the roller coaster out of wholesaling and just started going consistent and getting deals after deals after deals. And we're going to deep dive one of those deals and how he does it. And before the show started, we were talking about it. And it's awesome. That's why I say get a pen and a pad of paper, because this guy thinks outside the box. It's not your typical, yes, you'll still hear direct mail in there, but how he's finding who to mail to is going to be unique. So get ready for some awesome strategy and some awesome mindset here that you can write down so you can get some gold nuggets and start implementing in your wholesaling business today. Okay, Daryl, so let's deep dive. Let's get right to the meat and potatoes of this wholesale deal. Tell us... what is like a good channel that leads to your deals and how you're able to do that?
What gets me the most motivated seller, I mean, the easiest way to really just build rapport, get on the same page with them and really be able to solve a problem, because, you know, that's what we do here, right? We solve problems, is basically finding properties that are abandoned, you know, vacant houses, you know, kind of the same thing you look for in a code violation list, looking for high grass. Basically, we just do the same thing. Have a few bird dogs that comb the area. You know, I pay them $5 per lead for every lead that they bring me without the individual homeowner's phone number. If they bring me the actual phone number, I pay them $10, as well as I give them $500 when the deal closes. So I give them something they can put in their gas tank, you know, keep them motivated. it until the deal's actually closed. And I find that those are pretty much people I can really help solve a problem with.
Okay, so to get direct focus so our listeners understand this, this is what I love about Daryl. He's not afraid to do stuff outside the box. And sometimes you'll hear this is called driving for dollars. And that's where you get in your car and you start driving neighborhoods and you may look for abandoned properties, properties that look vacant, maybe that look no one's there. They may look beat up, ran down, homes that have grass that looks like it hasn't been mowed in 6 months and it's starting to grow taller than the fence is. Like, these are all good signs of a distressed property, but also a good chance that you will talk to someone on the other side that's a motivated seller. And so he pays these individuals to drive for dollars, go through these neighborhoods, find these homes that have like high grass that has grown super high, or ran down homes, or vacant homes, or abandoned homes, and you pay them well for these leads, and then walk us through the process. So if you get the phone number, you call them, talk to them directly about that. And if you don't get their phone number, what's the approach from there?
Well, from there, if they don't provide me the phone number, I'll go on my TLO. I'll look for the phone number as well. If I can't get them, if I try to reach out, it is just not them, then I just, you know, I go ahead and send them a letter in the mail.
Okay.
Do some direct mail.
And you're doing that with a letter, or are you doing that with a postcard?
I will most likely do a postcard for the vacant houses. I'll most likely do a postcard for that.
Okay. Yeah. And simple, just like a plain Jane message on there, like interested in your home at 123 Main Street for a cash offer. Or what does that look like?
I do a lot of these little postcards right at the house. I don't use a printing company.
Okay, so you print them off yourself too.
I go cardstock. Uh-huh. I go to Kinko's, get them cut into fours, get right to my computer. I already have my template. I print them out. A nice font, nice handwritten font. I print them out. I put a postcard stamp on there. They're about 34 cents. I find that that looks the most authentic. You know, most people, when they send out their postcards, you have a little stamp in the corner that shows that the postage was paid. But ours actually comes with a stamp, you know. And then they have the postcard, which it looked like it wasn't done in bulk. It looked a lot more authentic, like I took the stamp. Yeah.
I love that.
And that does me very well. Yeah, it does me very well.
I love that. So, Daryl, your approach is nothing like new out there, but I love that you just put a little twist on it. Everyone does direct mail. But there's a little bit of secret sauce to what you're doing that makes it a little bit different and a little bit unique than everyone else's direct mail approach. And that's the fact that you're doing it yourself. You've set up your own printer. You're not calling a bulk company to put almost like a printed stamp on it. You're doing your own little postcard, getting a handwritten message on there, something simple that says you're looking to buy their home at 123 Main Street for a cash offer, give you a call. And then from there, yep, you're making a little bit more personal by putting that real stamp on the postcard, so people just feel like, hey, this is a little bit more personable than that bulk mail that's just like a printed stamp on there. And I like that. And you seem to find a niche there that makes it worth your time to do that, because your return on investment must be pretty dang good. So what does that look? Let's talk about maybe a recent deal that you've done where you've done this approach. What's the most recent transaction you've done? And I think you said you have one that has closed or is closing soon from this approach. What does that look like? And tell us kind of the situation with this seller and how you're able to put this home under contract.
Okay, so basically with this situation, found the vacant home, sent them, and we actually had their phone number, found their phone number. So I had one of my acquisition managers pick up the phone, give them a call. They built a great rapport with each other. My assistant gave me a call, said, hey, we got a hot lead here. It was a vacant house. We had the phone number. We picked up the phone, gave them a call. They answered. They're highly motivated to sell. The lady has cancer. She lives in Baltimore. The lady has cancer. Just didn't really want to deal with the hassle of rental properties. Wanted to have some money so that she can leave something to her loved ones. On that day, she's no longer with us. So it was a really touching situation. You know, once I heard what her situation was, I kind of took over the conversation, took it off. I still paid my acquisition manager, of course, where he would typically get, but I kind of jumped into that conversation, and I really wanted to be the individual to really talk with her and see what would be the best way to really help her. You know, she was under the impression that she had to clean out the house and that she had to do a bunch of things, and, you know, I would just went in there, you know, calmly and explained to her that she didn't have to fix anything. She didn't have to do anything. There was some stuff in the property that she wanted, so I took some money out of my profit, got a U-Haul, put the stuff up in storage for her, really just just made it really simple and easy for her and just go about her business with her family and just kind of be as comfortable as she can while she's dealing with that situation. And it worked out really well. It was an assignment fee of about $17,000 on that one. We didn't even really have to come down. I mean, she gave me one price and we talked about it, looked at the property. By the time I got there, she had dropped it down $18,000 on her own without me even having to, you know, renegotiate. The number that she came back in was perfect. It was enough for the assignment fee to work out. I was really happy because I didn't really want to give her a lower offer. I kind of wanted to be able to help her the best way I could, and I really didn't really care about the profit so much. But it seems like on those deals, when you really just want to do someone a good justice, is when everything kind of just works out for you and you get a chance to walk out with a little check yourself, you know?
Absolutely. So Daryl, here's what I absolutely love about you, is you come across these situations, I wouldn't say often, but often enough, where someone is at the end of their time here on earth, and such is the case with this lady that has cancer, and it is an awesome opportunity to make sure that you help her the best you can. And I just love the fact, and this is what we always teach, this is what we always tell every wholesaler out there, be 100% there to serve and to help the individual. And the byproduct is you'll put a home under contract. And this is another living proof of exactly that being done, where Daryl goes in and he wants to just help this individual, make it so she doesn't have to worry about cleaning out her house with her last days here. Spend it with your family. Enjoy your family. I'll take care of cleaning out. In fact, I'll even take out of my personal money a U-Haul to help move out this stuff. This stuff is awesome. Like, I absolutely love this, and more good will come to you because of your giving heart, your service that you gave to her, and making this truly a win-win situation. And that's what I want every one of our listeners to understand. This business, yes, it does pay you for doing wholesaling, but the secret behind all of this is you get paid after you serve and help individuals. So the more you serve and help other individuals, you're helping these motivated sellers. Really, if you can just replace that four-letter word of sell and put the four-letter word help. And if your mindset is, I'm going there to help them, regardless if they go with me or not, I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to help this individual. And if she ends up going with the realtor, because that makes more sense, I'm going to lead her towards a realtor. But in this situation, this was the perfect scenario. Daryl came in and was able to provide a great service for this individual. She went with him, and the byproduct is, yeah, he got paid for it. So my man, Daryl, I've got to get the victory bell. You ready for this? Because that is pretty dang unique. You hold on one sec. Get ready for the victory bell. My man, that is a victory, absolute victory. When you can go out and serve people and help individuals the way you just did, explaining that story. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome stuff. What did you end up making on that?
It ended up being $17,000.
$17,000. And that's because you have a great cash buyers list that you're able to get multiple people looking at it. And some people start bidding where cash buyers are like, no, I want it. Okay, well then pay more. And it can end up going that route. So that's awesome. Because of your great service, you can get paid great as well. And here you are in three markets, which is impressive. A lot of people just deal with a market that's right around them. This deal that you just shared was out of state. This was in Baltimore, did you say?
Yeah, this was in Baltimore, Maryland.
So how are you able to accomplish this so that you're able to make sure this gets done? You don't ultimately fly out there to look at this home. You're talking to the individual on the phone, but do you have people in Baltimore that like walk around, meet the individual, look at the home, take pictures, or what does that look like?
I do have boots on the ground in every market. I have boots on the ground in Pittsburgh. I have boots on the ground in Baltimore. Basically, I pick up the phone, I give them a call, and these are just other fellow investors that I've helped along their process towards getting them a little bit more success in their business. So we've kind of pulled our expertise together. And so, yeah, basically, I get a lead, I take the lead, qualify everybody. I do as much rapport building as I can over the phone because I'm not there in person. I call my boots on the ground, let them know, hey, I have a lead over here. They'll find time to go over to the property, talk to the homeowner, get their pictures, help me with the contract. And, I'll give them, $500 or $1,000. Sometimes I might even catch them where they're going to be in that area already. already, and it'll just go ahead and take the pictures for me and send them over and don't really charge anything. Because I would do the same thing for them. You know, some of them invest in Atlanta, so it's like, okay, if I'm gonna be over here looking at, you know, they need me to look at a couple deals for them, I'll go do it, you know. And so we kind of been able to kind of work off of each other, you know. So it's really just a beautiful thing. I really didn't pick Baltimore as my market. It just opened up. I had some boots on the ground. I had people who were very serious about real estate, and so we just went for it. So I don't really pick my markets. It seems like the markets kind of pick me. Wherever the resources come together and wherever everything just fits in that mold without me having to place it there, it just kind of just comes together. That's what I like. That's the energy that I prefer, because it's like, this is where the universe is taking me to. This is where the deals are going to be. This is where my power team is set up. Okay, let me go ahead and start. And it's worked out very, very well for me in Atlanta and Pittsburgh and in Baltimore.
That's fantastic. So, Daryl, looking back, we talked a little bit about how you've had some inconsistency. You started back in 2012 and you didn't really get into like hyperdrive and start moving forward until about 2015. Mm-hmm. Looking back, if you had to look back to that stage at the very beginning stages, what words of advice would you give our listeners? If you said, hey, if you're just starting wholesaling, I would make sure I did this. What would that look like?
Probably would be the two words that come out of you and Tom's mouth the most, which is going to be, you know, you got to stay consistent no matter what. Person that stay either, you're non-existent. You know, you, whatever your lane is going to be, you got to do it to death. It's going to be bandit signs, driving for dollars, cold calling, direct mail. Just do it. Do it every day. Do it consistently. And if it doesn't work out in a week, it doesn't mean that direct mail, it doesn't mean that your method doesn't work. It just means you have to put more time into it. And, you know, just get to live outside your comfort zone, you know. Live for those gut check moments, things that are going to make you uncomfortable. That's where you need to be. That's what's going to drive your success. That's what's going to give you the heads up on a lot of people. I also really didn't understand when I listened to people like Sean Terry and some of the other guys, and they talk about you really have to help people. You know, a lot of the stuff that you guys teach, I knew it already, but it didn't really strike home until listening to you guys consistently. You know, the way you guys explain it, the way you guys drop the information down, I was able to grasp it and hold on to the information and actually apply it. It just made more sense, you know? So it's definitely that consistency. It's definitely living outside your comfort zone. And it's definitely just really, you know, doing these deals with your heart, you know, and not so much your mind, man. Just taking the money aspect out of it and really just try to get people to open up to you. You know, that was the key pieces to the puzzle that I was really missing over those 3 or 4 years before I got into the tribe.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So if you were to give one book that you said, hey, this is my favorite book, I love the concept behind it, what would that book be?
Oh, the one book, I would say, I really like The Compound Effect.
Darren Hardy. It was such a great book.
It really breaks it down. It really does. I mean, it lets you know about being consistent. It lets you know about your, you know, living outside your comfort zone. It gives you a good, you know, what is your why? Why are you really doing this? I mean, it even touches on some universal principles as well. As far as for my, you know, advancement in the business, you know, I read all the books that you and Tom recommend. You know, the E-Myth was a really good book. They're all really great. They all really served a purpose for what was going on in my life at the moment. You know, it's just nothing like a book that you're reading that is specific to your current situation. It's like, that's the best book to be reading. And I guess The Compound Effect came to me at the perfect time that I really could use that knowledge and that information. I would say The Compound Effect. It was a quick, easy read. It has work, you know, exercise in it that you can do and be hands-on. I really recommend that book to anybody and everybody, even if you're not doing real estate.
Love it. Daryl, it's such a good book. That talks about what you just drove home for your gold nugget tips of what you would do if you could start over again, and that's being consistent. That book teaches all about being consistent. You make money, mm-hmm. you be successful when you stay consistent. And it's not big things. A lot of people think, oh, Daryl's got to be doing just so much. He's got to be doing these big things, and that's why he's successful. And the truth of the matter is, listeners, Rhino Nation, it's this simple. It's doing simple things, but it's doing things that other people are not willing to do. And it's simple, but it's just as simple not to do. But as you do these simple things over and over over and over again. Darren Hardy talks about Big Mo. It's momentum. Big Mo starts to visit and push you along and starts helping you out so that all your efforts are now coupled with momentum, and then you're now become an unstoppable force. So I 100% agree with Daryl on this, and that is stay consistent. Do the things that other people aren't willing to do. And remember, it's simple to do, but it's just as simple not to do. And if you stay consistent, that is more than half the battle, because one of these days, Big Mo is going to come couple that power with you, and you're going to see a lot of success take off from there. Well, Daryl, my man, I know you are super busy. Before we got on, you were already taking a ton of calls today, which is awesome. That lets me know you are staying consistent with your marketing to make your phone ring, ring, ring nonstop. And I love that. So I'm going to let you get back to with Motivated Sellers. And I absolutely appreciate your time. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, not a problem, man. Thank you for, you know, just kind of help keep me focused, answering questions, talking with you, talking with somebody who's in the game every day and doing it and is happy. You know, it's always just good to have some different energy and just different people in your circle and in your circumference. So even though you're over there in Utah, man, it's like you said, right here.
I love it. We're going to get together. In fact, in closing, guys, here's the thing. Here's what's awesome. We are having a tribe event. So this is only for members of the tribe. And if this is something you're interested in doing, let me tell you a little bit about it. In January 27th through the 29th, we're going to be in my neck of the woods in Salt Lake City, Utah. And again, this is for tribe members only. So if you're not a tribe member, what are you waiting for? It is an awesome time to become a tribe member. There's going to be a 3-day event. Here is the best part. If you're a member of the tribe, which is only for tribe members, the cost is $0. All we are telling you is get your flight here, book your hotel, but the actual event is going to be free. $0 to all tribe members and tribe members only. And there's going to be an amazing speakers there. We have an amazing lineup. In fact, if you go to wholesalingsummit2017.com, you can kind of see right now this site is up. This is for people wanting to RSVP that are members of the tribe. You'll see a lineup of those speaking at that event. You've got myself. You've got Tom Kroll. You've got Todd Toback. You've got Alex Youngblood, Kylie Newbold, Mr. Facebook. You've got Jamie Woolley, Brent Daniels from Arizona that made a ton of money off cold calling. These are just a few of the individuals speaking at that event in April. So if that's something you want to be part of, go over to wholesalinginc.com. Again, that's wholesalinginc.com, and book a call with our team. And if we have room for you and we have space for you, which we do right now, get on there, book a call. And if we like what you have to say, we just might invite you to be part of the tribe so that you can join us here live in Salt Lake City, January 27th through the 29th. Okay, guys, take care, Rhino Nation, and we will see you next time.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at investorgrit.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe with your hosts, Tom Kroll and Cody Hoffhein. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.